a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
crews are working through the weekend to clean up a concrete spill in the Mill Creek Stream just west of I-215. The spill happened yesterday and has created foam on the water, which could be toxic to people and pets. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the state reported 1,200 new coronavirus cases today. Comes the same day as the CDC confirms the Delta variant is as transmissible as the chickenpox. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot here.
That remains northbound I-15 in Davis County with the usual delays even at this hour on a Friday afternoon. Northbound slowdowns start right about Glover Lane in Farmington, and they continue up to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms again to end your week, and they'll be with us for the weekend. I'm Brett Benson.
89 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
House Democrats attempt in the past hour or so to pass an extension of the eviction moratorium that expires tomorrow night failed after it was objected to by Republicans. The House is now adjourned for summer vacation. Speaker Pelosi just this past half hour.
You see the hardship for families to be evicted and now have to go find another place to live. You know that this is really a challenge to the conscience of all of us who have any responsibility for the well-being of the American people.
No word yet what's next. A Supreme Court ruling leaves responsibility for any extension with Congress, not the executive branch. New evidence showing the Delta variant is as contagious as chickenpox leads the CDC to consider new guidelines like requiring vaccines for health care providers. Will this new info lead some states and cities to tighten restrictions again? President Biden.
In all probability.
President on his way to Camp David, he notes that vaccinations have picked up again, almost a million new ones per day. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The CDC is now saying the Delta variant of COVID is as transmissible as the chickenpox. On the phone with us now is Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease expert Dr. Todd Vento. And Dr. Vento, a lot of people don't really know how contagious chickenpox is. I mean, we don't see it very often now. Can you explain in simple terms what this comparison means?
Sure, yeah. For the contagiousness piece, we look at the concept of the effective reproductive or the reproductive number. And I'll try to make that really simple briefly is to say that if in a population that doesn't have disease, so 100 people, one person gets the disease, how many people during their course of the illness will they give it to? And with chickenpox, that's around 8.5, maybe 7 to 9. And now they're finding that the original Wuhan strain was probably somewhere in the 2, but the Delta variant is anywhere between 5 to 9.5. So that's why they say it's very similar to how easy it is to spread chickenpox, whereas if you look at, say, the flu, you might spread it to, say, 1 to 2 other people on an annual flu outbreak or seasonal flu period. And that's a lot different. So you imagine I give it to 2 other people if I get infected, but if I get the Delta strain, I might give it to say 7, 8, 9 other people. That's a lot more people getting the virus, and then some of them having severe illness.
Dr. Vento, it's also concerning to hear that the vaccinated can spread this as well as the unvaccinated. How does that work?
It's a great question. It's not something I honestly think in the public health world that we expected. And it was actually a lot of this information came out of one single large outbreak in Cape Cod, Massachusetts area over 4th of July weekend where the good news is this, and I think everyone should hear this. The vaccines work extremely well, still high 90s% against becoming severely ill, hospitalized, going on a ventilator, dying. That's still the case. So that's the reason to still get the vaccine. What was surprising was that they had the outbreak in Massachusetts, and they had people who were vaccinated and not vaccinated, and they found that the vaccinated spread the virus as easily, so it was as transmissible from them to others as it was from unvaccinated people. The difference was, if you were vaccinated, you might be spreading it as easily as unvaccinated people, but you will not get severely ill, whereas if you're unvaccinated, you have a higher chance of becoming severely ill, especially if you have a risk factor, even obesity, diabetes, or some of the other things that we've been talking about for the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm. We have kids headed back to school. What can we take away from this information about our school kids?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the news that people are, you know, we want so badly to get back to normal. I certainly do as well. But I think we have to, it resets our brains to understand that this virus has learned to mutate because we did not shut it down. And it mutated all over the world, and now it's better at binding to our cells in our nose, and it's actually, it makes a much higher virus count in our body, which causes much more severe illness in individuals who haven't been vaccinated. And unfortunately, you know, because of the age restrictions on the vaccines right now, and that'll change by the end of the year, hopefully we'll get down to, say, 12-year-olds and then maybe even younger than that, that is a huge source. Remember, now we're saying for the CDC, if you have the vaccine and you're going indoor public places, you should be wearing a mask. Well, that's indoor public place. That's a school. And the kids can spread it the same. And that's a reservoir for spreading it in the communities and still having it circulate. Even more important reason why we have to actually prevent transmission in places where people can't get the vaccine, much less don't want to get the vaccine. So hence, masks are going to be critical still.
And vaccines critical as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Vento, thank you so much for helping us understand this.
Certainly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's check your Triple Team traffic. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
The cleanup continues of an earlier crash in Murray on the shoulder, southbound I-15 just after 53rd South. But we still have backups that continue from 33rd South to 90th. All clear once again, eastbound I-80 from I-15 over to 2300 East. And the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are also seeing a good drive. Michelle?
Well, we're still going to fill in and slow down southbound I-15 as you're going through Pleasant Grove. On the flip side, that's southbound. Now, on the flip side, we have a crash. This is northbound I-15 at the SR 198 junction in Santaquin. And for drivers up in Wasatch County, southbound Highway 40, that's very slow right now around River Road. Steve?
And a heads up for downtown Salt Lake City drivers. We still have police activity at 9th West and 2nd South right now. Northbound I-15 delays remain in Davis County. Leftover scattered between Kaysville up to Clearfield. And still a thick ride on southbound 15 too between I-84 down to Sunset and northbound Highway 89 tight through Fruit Heights and at SR 193. Ogden's Flooring has carpet and 100% waterproof luxury vinyl in stock at last year's prices. What the others don't have, Ogden's is fully stocked with. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast with Brett Benson.
The monsoon pattern will stick with us through the weekend into early next week. 91 with developing storms on Saturday. Sunday and Monday look to be pretty active statewide afternoon as far as the thunderstorms. We'll go for a high of 89 on Sunday, 86 on Monday. After that, we start to dry it out. 89, partly cloudy Tuesday. Wednesday, partly cloudy, back to the mid-90s. 96 and sunny on Thursday. 97, sunny on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, mostly cloudy, 88 degrees downtown.
I love how I feel with Soto weight loss. I've dropped 66 pounds in 11 weeks. I feel amazing. It's an incredible plan. And that's the thing that's important to me, is having a plan. When I don't have a plan, I fail. Right. And it's not a hard plan. It's actually very simple to follow. It works. It's based on science. You just follow the plan and you'll get really good results. You got to check it out. Go to Soto Weight Loss and change your life.
S-O-T-A, that's how you spell soda, S-O-T-A. Soda Weight Loss is where we started this journey together 11 weeks ago. Scott's down 66, I'm down 50 pounds, and that's just in the first kind of go at it here. I've never done this before. I've tried diets certainly before, but this is different. This is the science part of it. And the Soda Weight Loss nutritionists, they coach you through everything. They help you out every step of the way. And every week you're accountable to somebody who gives you tips on how to get better as you go along there. So why don't you go to sodaweightloss.com, read the 4,500 plus reviews on their website, and you can find out for yourself. Sodaweightloss.com.
One, two, three. Ready or not, here I come. Finding extra cash feeling like a game of hide-and-seek? Golden West Credit Union has made getting a home equity line of credit easy as 1-2-3. With this amazing introductory rate of just 1.23% APR through June 2022, you can unlock increased equity to update your kitchen, consolidate some debt, or finally take that dream vacation. Count to three and simply apply in minutes at any Golden West branch or online at gwcu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS 440574.
We'll take care of you.
1-2-3. Ready or not, here I come.
Finding extra cash feeling like a game of hide-and-seek? Golden West Credit Union has made getting a home equity line of credit easy as 1-2-3. With this amazing introductory rate of just 1.23% APR through June 2022, you can unlock increased equity to update your kitchen, consolidate some debt, or finally take that dream vacation. Count to three and simply apply in minutes at any Golden West branch or online at gwcu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS 440574.
We'll take care of you.
KSL News Time, 5:55. We are watching Utah's Money. The Dutch 18-year-old who went to space with Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has never bought anything from Amazon. CNBC reports there is a good reason. The company only recently started sales in the Netherlands. KSL Drives, a Tesla megapack caught fire this morning in Australia. The fire started during testing. Now residents in the area are being advised to stay inside to avoid the toxic smoke. Two billionaires' ex-wives are teaming up to empower women. Melinda Gates, formerly married to Bill Gates, and Mackenzie Scott to Jeff Bezos, will give $40 million to American women over the next 10 years. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 149 points, closing at 34,935. S&P was down by 23, and the NASDAQ down by 105. The highly anticipated Florida test launch of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft was postponed today because of a problem at the International Space Station. ABC's Tony Marino reports from Orlando.
An issue, according to NASA, that was caused by a Russian module that had recently docked at the ISS. In a written statement, NASA said the module mistakenly fired its thrusters, moving the entire space station 45 degrees, throwing off all calculations for the launch. The uncrewed Boeing spacecraft will be sent into space on a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket, which was rolled out to the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station launch complex Thursday. Teams are now looking at a Saturday launch, and if that doesn't happen, they'll reschedule for Tuesday, August 3rd. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.